Imagine walking into a conference room to discover your ex-boyfriend's intimidating older brother has purchased your entire company, a $400 million acquisition, just to orchestrate this meeting with you. This is exactly what happens to Margot, an underappreciated artist working at Sterling Communications, when she comes face to face with Beck Sinclair. At 42, Beck has only grown more magnetic since their brief but electric connection 3 years ago, a rain-soaked weekend in the Hamptons that ended in heartbreak and unspoken promises. Without hesitation, he presents his proposition. Become both his personal assistant and fake fiancé for 12 months to help secure a crucial $2 billion deal threatened by his Playboy reputation. The compensation? A $250,000 salary, a penthouse apartment overlooking Central Park, and most temptingly for Margot, an introduction to Camden Hunter, who could transform her artistic dreams into reality. The arrangement seems straightforward on paper, but the undercurrent of attraction between them proves impossible to ignore, as Beck's intensity when he calls her Violet carries weighted meaning from their shared past. When Margot agrees to Beck's arrangement, they begin an intricate power struggle. She sets firm boundaries, demanding exclusivity during their fake relationship and prohibiting physical involvement. Beck accepts confidently, telling her, "You can set all the rules you want, but eventually you'll be begging me to break them." Their dynamic crackles with tension, as Beck commands every room, while Margot challenges him through small rebellions, arriving late, tampering with his coffee, and denying their attraction. Despite him being her boss, landlord, and fake fiancé, Margot maintains independence through these acts of defiance. Their carefully maintained distance collapses during a Colorado business trip when their car slides off an icy road, stranding them at a remote inn with only the honeymoon suite available. A confrontation in the shower leads to raw confession. "I'm furious because I want you so badly I can't think straight," Beck admits, "and you're too stubborn to admit you want me too." When Margot finally surrenders, their connection proves explosive. Their intimacy transcends mere attraction. Beck's attentiveness reveals vulnerabilities neither shows the world. Art functions as both metaphor and catalyst in Beck and Margot's relationship. When Beck provides Margot a spacious office with the best view, she realizes he genuinely believes in her capabilities beyond administrative work, a validation that mirrors his appreciation of her artistic talent. Their shared history emerges through art, too. Years earlier in the Hamptons, she had drawn Beck's portrait under moonlight, creating a connection he never forgot. "Keep the drawing," he had told her, "as a reminder of unfinished business." When Margot later discovers a fully equipped art studio in Beck's penthouse, created specifically for her, with her old drawing prominently displayed, she sees their relationship in a new light. What seemed like manipulation reveals itself as devotion, his extreme measures appearing as actions of a man who had loved her from afar. Left alone after their separation, Margot experiences true independence. "I realized I'd never really been alone," she reflects. "I'd gone from roommates to Carter to Beck without ever truly standing on my own." This solitude becomes her catalyst for growth as she approaches the Camden Hunter Gallery as an artist seeking recognition on her own merits, achieving professional validation separate from Beck. The Sinclair family dynamics cast a shadow over Beck and Margot's relationship. Carter, Beck's younger brother and Margot's ex, embodies everything Beck despises: entitlement without responsibility and casual cruelty masking insecurity. Their rivalry intensifies when Carter discovers Beck's relationship with Margot, taunting him with "remember who had her first," revealing his view of Margot as a possession. Tension explodes during a formal family dinner where Beck plans to announce their engagement. When Carter makes pointed references to Margot's working-class background and implies she's sleeping her way up socially, Beck slams his brother against the fine china, declaring, "She's my fiancé," to his shocked parents. Later, Beck confronts Carter in California for frightening Margot and touching what's mine. This forces them to acknowledge their changing feelings. In a quiet moment afterward, Margot confesses, "I think, despite all the pretending, I've started to wish this was real." Beck's relief is palpable as he admits he's been waiting for those words, his carefully constructed walls crumbling. At their lavish engagement party at the St. Regis Hotel, Beck and Margot appear inseparable, his hand at the small of her back, their fingers intertwined as cameras flash. This facade begins to crack when gossip journalist Ruby Robinson appears, causing Beck's composure to visibly falter and planting doubt in Margot's mind. The situation worsens when a drunk Carter corners Margot, revealing Beck's history of manipulation. "Beck is incapable of truly loving anyone," he sneers. "You're just his latest game piece." After Carter's advances trigger a confrontation with Beck, Margot confronts the truth of their relationship. "Was any of it real?" she asks through mascara-stained tears. Beck's confession that he orchestrated their fake engagement simply to reconnect with her after months of unanswered calls reveals both genuine feelings and calculated deception. Removing the ring, she places it between them. "Real love shouldn't be built on lies and manipulation," she tells him, forcing both to reckon with what they truly want and what they'll sacrifice for love. When Margot discovers Beck's art studio, complete with her long-lost drawing, she finally comprehends the depth of his feelings. Their reunion becomes a moment of complete honesty, with Beck revealing he designed the space when he first believed she might return his affection. His confession about taking her drawing years ago demonstrates his enduring devotion. "That memory sustained me during all the time we were apart." Their reconciliation culminates in passionate lovemaking surrounded by Margot's art, symbolizing their relationship's evolution from artifice to authenticity. 3 months later, Beck proposes, and Margot's suggestion they marry the next day shows her complete commitment to their transformed relationship, now built on mutual understanding and acceptance of both their flaws and strengths. This story explores how calculated beginnings can transform into profound connection. Beck's initial approach, buying Margot's company and creating a fake engagement, reflects his businessman's mentality of using resources to achieve goals. His methods are manipulative but stem from genuine emotion, not malice. Margot's journey from resistance to acceptance demonstrates that vulnerability requires more courage than self-protection. Their relationship succeeds not because Beck's wealth creates a fairy tale, but because they learn honesty about their needs and fears. Beck discovers that Margot cannot be possessed like a company acquisition, but must be earned through trust. Margot learns that protecting herself prevents experiencing deep connection. By the conclusion, their power dynamic balances. Beck's wealth remains, but Margot finds strength through art and self-discovery. Their commitment becomes a choice made by equals rather than a transaction. This represents the ultimate fantasy, that complicated beginnings might evolve into relationships where we are fully seen, accepted, and loved for exactly who we are.